Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another review, and this weekend, I decide I'm going to start cleaning out my Netflix queue. Today, I am reviewing The Trip, which is Norwegian, and I believe the original title was In Bad Times. I did watch the dub with subtitles, as usual. So, what is this one about? Let's get into it. Well, we start out with this director named Lars, who's on set talking to one of his actresses. He tells her about this trip that he's taking with his wife over the weekend, and his wife wants to take some dangerous hike alone. We later see him visit his dad, and he tells him the same story. He picks up his wife, and they go. You can tell they have a very tense relationship, let's put it that way. And we get a flashback to find out he plans on killing his wife on this trip. They have one tense evening together, and he puts his plan into motion the next day. He gets a hammer, and he approaches his wife with intentions to strike her with it. He raises the hammer, and suddenly she turns around, and she hits him with the taser, and the screen goes black. And that's where I will stop. From there, we find out his wife had similar plans. However, unexpected guest turns both their plans on their head, and they need to decide how they want to handle it. So what did the pros think? Well, the pros came in at 91% on the Rotten Scale, with the audience coming in at 68%. So the pros really like this one with an impressive score. The audience, not as much, but still a pretty good score from the audience as well. But what did I think? Well, let's start with the positives. And where we start and where the story goes was unexpected in a good way. You think you know certain things, and then they reveal how things really came about through these flashbacks. Instead of allowing the viewer to sit there and wonder what happened or how this happened, they pretty much show you immediately once they do the reveal, so you can focus on what's going on now in the present. I thought that was a good storytelling device, in this case anyway. It's listed as a mystery action thriller, and that's true, but they should have added comedy to this, but yeah, it's dark. I mean, they had some genuinely tense situations sprinkled with comedy in here. Good performances, and the writing was really good, really smart. Oh, and it kind of reminded me a little bit of Tarantino with the off conversations they would have, these little small conversations that have anything to do with anything, and the level of graphic violence that just comes out of nowhere. With a few twists and turns along the way, of course. It was really well done. There are a few negatives, but really these are just nitpicks. It's not always as smart or clever as it leads one to be, and not all the humor lands. So yeah, I really enjoyed this one a lot. I would put this one right at a 90% on the Rotten Scale to stay consistent. I don't give out a whole lot of 90%. This one was pretty good. Again, other than a few decisions the characters make so that, you know, they were kind of inconsistent with the way that character would have behaved, I think, to kind of keep the story moving. And, you know, there's a few jokes that really didn't land, like I said. This was a great dark comedy, and it starts out as a straightforward thriller that quickly changes into something else as the twists and turns start adding up. Very entertaining, and again, very funny, if you have a dark sense of humor, I should say. A must-watch for those that enjoy action thrillers with some graphic violence and comedic elements thrown in. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is the first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. Check out all my social media, Facebook, Instagram. I also have a TikTok now where I do exclusive content over there that you won't get here. So you got to go over there at Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews and check out the TikTok where I'm doing movie lists. I'm doing my Monday movie recommendations, and I'm about to add a brand new segment over there again that you won't get here. So definitely you want to be signed up for all my socials and everything I got going on. But again, thank you once again for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.